It's time for Dawn of a New Day podcast with KB Burtley.
Hey there. Welcome to Dawn of a New Day. Yay! This is the first episode of Dawn of a New Day podcast. I am so excited to be here with you today, and just wanted to kind of introduce myself. My name is KB Burtley, and this has been a long time coming, you guys. I've been stopping and starting. You know how that is. You have an idea, or you have thoughts or dreams about something that you want to do. And for whatever reason, life, situations, things get in the way, and you don't always move forward with it. And, you know, life was happening, or as like a lot of people like to say, life was lifing. And so this has been probably 10 years in the making, honestly. I know it seems so easy. People get on, turn on their camera or their phone or whatever and just start recording. And for me, it just was never that easy. Not to mention, I am not an in front of the camera kind of person. I just never have been. I'm always a behind the scenes, kind of making it happen in the wings, you know. But this time, I really felt a strong leading from the Lord, and it was about me moving out of my comfortable spaces into my uncomfortable spaces. And a lot of times, you know, we deal with that because we want to do things that we feel good about, that we're comfortable, we know how to do it. It comes naturally for us. Well, being in front of the camera does not come naturally for me. And I really wrestled with whether or not this was the type of format that I even wanted to do. And so I'm really thankful that I decided to listen and obey and do what God said. And here I am. So what is Dawn of a New Day? Well, when I was about, I was a very young girl. My father had a radio program way back when you actually went into a studio and had a producer and sat in a studio with a mic in front of you, and they controlled the boards in another room, and you would sit in this enclosed studio with the window seeing your producer. I know sometimes they show some of that old school stuff, but that's what it was. And the name of his show was Dawning of a New Day. And I hadn't thought about it in years. And I was sitting in a meeting, and it downloaded to me in that meeting that it was time to do this, and that would be the name of the show. And so I just shortened it a teens, and now instead of it being Dawning, it's Dawn of a New Day. And what does that mean exactly? Why was that important? Well, for me, you know, when you think about something dawning or a dawn, it is the start of something. It is the beginning of something. And for me, this is a new beginning. I am a prodigal, and I had walked with the Lord some years back, and I was in ministry even, and situations occurred in my life. I, you know, raised children, which that was a great thing, but and I was married at one time, but I went through a very terrible divorce, and that flattened me. It did. It took all the wind out of my sails. I didn't have anything left, and I retreated into my own space, into my old world. And I walked away from what, you know, at that time was church. I loved God still, but I was so deep in pain and hurting behind the situation that I just didn't have anything I felt to give to anybody. And so I went and I actually moved. I relocated to another city and I kind of just started life over. But at that time, I started my life over without the leading of God. I moved away from what I knew to be true deep within, and I sought other answers. I thought, well, I've done all the right things. I served in church. I ministered. I sang. I led ministries. I raised children in church. I prayed for people. I did of the things that you could check your box off and say, oh, I did that. Oh, yeah, I did that. And yet still, I found myself in a situation that I was just not prepared for. Honestly, I was not prepared. And when I went to try to get godly counsel, quite honestly, I did not find what I was looking for or what I thought could help me or us at that time. And so I walked away feeling very disenchanted, not really blaming people as much as looking within and saying, how did I miss it? What did I do wrong? And I went through a lot of years. It's been about a 10-year journey, quite honestly, to get back to this moment. And last year, after going through a series of situations and trying different ideologies, quite frankly, I went into looking at, you know, maybe I could use some crystals or maybe, you know, I could use, you know, whatever, you know, going to see, you know, someone who I thought could speak into my life, but that really wasn't it. And I just felt myself feeling, well, everything around me looked fine. No one could look at me and say, oh, she's having a crisis. Oh, she's having an issue. No one could look at my life and say that. But God knew, Jesus knew. And in a very still whisper, one morning, early in the morning, I heard, aren't you ready? Aren't you ready now to come back to me? Aren't you ready? And so many situations had been leading up to that moment. And I knew, like, all of this foolishness that I was involved in, running around trying to find happiness and love in places that just wasn't there for me. And I said, yes, yes, Lord, yes, I am ready. Jesus, I am so ready. And I fell on my knees and I cried out to the Lord and I asked him for forgiveness. And I said, please come into my life again and lead me truly this time for real, like no games, no, you know, form or fashion or a form or godliness, but a real for real connection and relationship. And I'm telling you, he moved me from that place to another city and he started to download. The Lord is, I mean, passages that I had read before, you know, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want, just came alive for me because I've read that passage 100 times. You know, I read Psalm 91, I read Psalm 23, I read all of these passages, Ephesians, you know, and I just, but this time, like the lights came on, you know what I'm saying? And there was just a deepness and a richness that I just didn't have before. And that, my friends, is what this program is all about. If you, and it doesn't mean you don't have to have been a prodigal. Maybe you never walked away from God. Amen. You know, maybe you have been faithful from the beginning and you've never faltered. And that's phenomenal. But sometimes deep on the inside of us is something that, you know, only God can heal or hear, or sometimes there is a calling that we've been connecting with in our dreams or feeling deep within us, and we just never have done it. You know, there's this song, I used to love it as a child, actually, it's been around that long, and I don't know if anyone knows this song, but it's called Ordinary People. And I'm not talking about the new version. I'm talking about the old version of a young woman. Her name is Danabelle Hall. And the song is Ordinary People. God uses plain old ordinary people. He uses people like me and you who are willing to do as he commands. Because little becomes much when you place it in the master's hand. Amen. And that, I'm telling you, that song came back to me recently. And I said to myself, yes, Lord, that is exactly what it is. You don't have to have a big name. My name doesn't even matter. It doesn't matter if you're known all over. And, you know, you don't even have to do a podcast. I didn't start off with a podcast. I started off just talking to people, sharing what I believed. But because of my desire to not be in the front, I've really felt that, you know, loving push to, like, hey, get on out there and make a difference. I don't believe that any one of us. There are not enough voices amplifying the goodness of the Lord. There are not enough voices amplifying the importance of studying your word. You know, I don't need to be famous to do that. I'm not trying to even be a personality. That's not what this is about. But really what it's about is encouraging God's people and for those who may be seeking to know what is amazing about him. And that's why you've got the practical principles on there for Dawn of a New Day. It really is practical principles. This life is uncertain, and we know that it is. There's so much going on, but we cannot focus on the uncertainty of those things. I'm telling you, we have to focus on what we know is true, and the word of God is true. I know there are people saying that God's word is not true. I know there are people who want to cast doubt on its origins and whether it's an actual biblical text and it was changed around and all of that. Let me tell you something. The Bible, like it says, is it's a two-edged sword, rightly dividing the word of truth. It really is. And so when we take the time, truly take the time to examine scripture, because this is going to be a biblically based program. Everything that we talk about is going to have a basis in scripture. I'm not necessarily doing hot topics. I'm not talking about the day's events. I'm more focused on how do we live day to day? How do we get through? How do we apply scripture to our living? You know, the Bible says that all scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching and training and correction and righteousness, so that the man of God, woman of God, will be thoroughly equipped for every good work. And let me tell you something, I want to be thoroughly equipped for every good work. And so I'm excited about this. Another thing about Dawn of a New Day is, so I'm a little bit quirky, and I do say that I have a quirky sense of humor. And so one of the things that I would like to offer is ideas or scriptures in a fresh and exciting way. And so I will have a shop, and it's called New Day Shop. And that shop will offer t-shirts, hoodies, you know, notebooks, mugs with interesting topics. You'll see one of them is this one. I love it. It probably looks backward right now on this screen, but it's Stop Existing and Start Living. And that's really what, you know, this message, I have become the embodiment of that, to stop existing. Stop just going around doing your day to day. Stop, you know, the regular grind, you know, just your regular habits, what you go about doing, you know, day in and day out, no life, no excitement. You know, you're just basically a mass of cells walking around just, you know, sleepwalking, doing whatever you do with no energy, no rejuvenation. You're just going through the motions. So stop just existing and start living. What does that mean for you? What does living mean for you? Is it an idea that you had that you just haven't moved forward on? Is it a book? Is it a product? Is it something like, I have a very close, what I would say, a close and dear associate, and she has a phenomenal oil, hair oil. And I told her the last time that I went to get my hair done with her, because you'll see, I do my braids. I'm kind of, that's my thing. And so I told her, I said, friend, there is no other hair oil on the market like yours. And I've been doing natural hair for a long time. And I'm like, when are you going to get out there and do it? And she was like, I know you're right. I said, just step out there and do it. And friends, I want to encourage you to step out there and do it. You have the ability. Everything that you need, God has already given it to you. He's given you the idea. He's given you the mind. He's given you purpose. You've been called. You know, you've got a book in you. You have a script in you. You know, I just recently went and watched The Forge. It's a movie. I don't want to spoil it for you, but it's, I think one of the producers of the movie, the Kendrick brothers, if I'm saying that right, I believe it's Kendrick. They are two brothers who do a lot of uplifting or Christian type media and movies. And this movie really, really spoke to me. And it spoke to me because it reminded me of that message that we used to hear years ago, like each one reach one, you know, one person reaches another person. And I was so energized and encouraged and motivated by that. Like I was already in the process of getting this program up and going. But that movie just excited me even more to do this, to sit in front of this camera and quaking in my knees to speak to you, to encourage you today, to say that you can do it too. Whatever that YouTube thing is, whatever it is, a product, like I said, an idea, a script. I mean, I'm a writer, so I have a creative spirit. I love to create ideas and stories and scripts. I love the excitement of writing again. I had a blog years ago. And so writing, sharing ideas, thought is something that I find very rejuvenating. I can do it all the time. I could do it full time, you know. And so whatever that thing is, maybe you have a growing hand, maybe you are amazing with hair, or you have an incredible, maybe you are a phenomenal orator. Maybe you can encourage people like never before, or, you know, maybe you know how to work with children, or you're phenomenal with old people, or, you know, older, like seniors, people who are elderly, whatever it is, do it. And do it, because the Bible says that whatever we do, do it unto the glory of God. So whatever you have, there is something on the, or, you know, I know a young lady who has a phenomenal product. It's a butter, a body butter. And I always do, you know, try to encourage her to do that too, because sometimes you're like, well, how do I go about doing it? Maybe I don't always have the funds. I believe that when we pray and when we ask the Lord for insight, he will give it to us, because the Bible tells us in Proverbs, lean not to your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your paths. Friends, he will do it. People of God, he will do it. You know, we just have to submit them to him. You know, the way of a man may seem right to him, but in the end, it doesn't always turn out that way, because a lot of times we don't submit our plans to the Lord. And so what I'm saying is, let's do that. And let's do it together. I'm really excited about this time. I won't take up a lot of your time in this first episode, but when we come back, we're going to be coming back with some scriptures and some insight, ways that I believe are practical principles that's going to help you to be amazingly successful. And it's going to encourage you to keep going forward despite all the madness that may seem to be going on. I want to encourage you today. I want to say welcome to Dawn of a New Day. I believe that a dawn is happening in your life too. Be blessed and stay tuned.
We're so glad that you joined us today on Dawn of a New Day podcast. And visit New Day Shop to get your inspirational products for your mind, heart, soul, and spirit. We have a special sale happening right now. We look forward to you joining us again on Dawn of a New Day podcast. God bless you.